8:25 on The Breakfast Club. Still plenty more coming your way after 8 o'clock. We're going to chat to our man over there on the ground at Super Bowl 51, Ron Flatter, and Mark Richardson, New Zealand cricket as well, just to wipe up the
What a boring batsman Richo was.
Was he boring, was he?
Yep. Rigor mortis. You've got rigor mortis by watching him bat. That's his nickname. Rigor.
I'm looking forward to chatting to Rigor. Ben Graham as well, former Super Bowl punter, is going to join us in the build-up to Super Bowl 51. But on the weekend, the world was turned on its head in women's sport in Australia, particularly with the launch of the AFL women's competition on Friday night at Icon Park. A jam-packed venue saw the Blues, 7-4-46, defeat the Magpies. Age-old rivalry, 1-5-11. And the man keeping charge of everything there from the Carlton point of view is Damien Keeping, and he's going to join us very, very shortly, because it was one of the great moments in footy, a huge response from the crowd, and a very entertaining contest as well. And he joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Damien.
Morning, boys. How are we?
We're fantastic. How are you after the weekend that was?
Yeah, settling back into the run of things and getting ready to get the team focused this evening in our review for GWS next week.
What was it like in the build-up and then post-match, the contrasting emotions for you? I imagine it was you're pretty anxious and tense before the game and wondering what might be, and then to get the result you did. How did that change post-match?
Well, we did have plenty of time to prepare for this specific game. You know, our pre-season leading in was pretty thorough. I think the playing group were really balanced in their approach to it. They understood the occasion for what it was, and I think they were able to find that balance between taking that in and being ready to perform, which we're really pleased with what they did on Friday night.
And Domo, what pleased you most about the win? The girls, you're on top of the table after round one. You got all the 6 votes in the paper with the girls. But what pleased you from a team aspect?
I think each of the players really clearly understood their role and were able to perform that on the night. And, if you go across the performance, I think it was a fairly even performance from a team perspective, and we're really pleased with that.
Were there things that surprised you, Damien? Because I think everyone's a little bit unsure as to who the good teams are, who all the good players are, but were there things that you sort of drove home the other night and thought, gee, that really sort of surprised me?
Not too much. The crowd surprised me. We thought it was going to be a well-supported event. However, to get the response that we did from the members and supporters, it was unbelievable. And we as a group in the AFLW program anticipated, the passion, and had already felt and engaged with the passion of the members and supporters to a degree, but to actually feel it like it was there at Icon Park on Friday night was incredible.
The physicality, Damien, was something that caught my eye. I'd seen a few of the exhibition games in previous years, and you think, gee, that's pretty good footy for what we're watching here and where it's come from. But it was brutal at times during the game on Friday night and across the weekend as well, to be fair to the other teams that were playing. Is that the hallmark of these girls, do you think?
No doubt. The passion they've got for the game was on show over the weekend. And I think, too, the work that they've been able to do, conditioning their bodies over the pre-season, and that'll continue, once they get 1, 2, and 3 pre-seasons into their bodies. I think, they're learning how to use their bodies more effectively in the contests, and I think that's what's really exciting. The product that we're starting to see out on the field now is just going to continue to grow.
And coming from an amateur level, I'm just listening to you talking about their bodies. How have you seen them change shape or be better prepared for AFL footy? It's just in the short period, really. In the pre-season, really only been a short period.
I think it goes to their commitment to the game. They're really committed to progressing within it, understanding their role within the progression of the sport, and I think that they've no doubt got an understanding around where the game's been and where they need and the role they need to take it forward. And I think that Friday night was a great start for that.
Domo, we've seen a couple of great games, Western Bulldogs and Melbourne's in Melbourne Football Club the last couple of years. You were coaching the Bulldogs up until last year. The spread to 8 teams, have you seen the talent spread thinner than you thought, or have you been surprised by the standard?
I think that the time that the playing group, in a broad sense, has been able to spend really focused in on elite training standards has already started to lift that standard. That the September 3 game between Melbourne and the Bulldogs was a representation of 44 of the best players in Australia brought together. So it was similar to like a State of Origin sort of event from the men's side of it. And there was, no doubt that, the eight teams in it has spread that talent pool to a degree. But I think the time that the playing group's been able to spend training has ensured that the standard is lifting. And as I said, over the next 12 months, that'll continue to grow. But, if Friday night was the start of it, well, then there's some exciting times ahead.
And Damien, tell us a little bit about Darcy Vesio, who sort of captured the imagination of everyone on Friday night. What makes her such a good player?
I think it's the character of Darcy, and in fact, I think it's the character of our group that we've been really pleased with. We've drafted specifically for that. And I think what Darcy does is she represents the club extremely well. The club has been enormous in their approach to this program and their commitment to diversifying the club in itself, and Darcy is a real representation of that.
I was listening or reading with interest on the weekend, Damien, about the comments from Paul Groves, who was coaching the Bulldogs after their win against Fremantle. And you talked before about the roles of the girls and what they can be for future generations of women footballers. The expectation of the coach, Paul was saying after the game that it's almost incumbent upon the coaches to make sure it's an attractive brand of footy to really get things flowing. Do you see that as well, or is it more about just getting the W every week, the 4 points?
Yeah, well, I think there's a balance to be had, but no doubt that there were questions a little bit earlier around through the practice game series of around the high density rules and what have you. But I think that the game itself will evolve, and we're really focused on performing for the club and making sure that each time we go out there, we're finding a way to win the game.
And Damien, you've got the Giants next Saturday. How much do you know about them as a team? How much planning goes into that? Or are you still just trying to get your structures right from your end?
A key focus on what we're doing. However, the weekend sort of showed us a little bit, and we've already had a really good look at GWS and their game. So we'll filter a little bit of that into this week as well. We'll get to play at Icon Park again. It's our club family day, and we play at the back end of that. So that'll be exciting just to be able to get out in Icon Park again and have the members and supporters around the playing group.
Who's the biggest threat from the first round? What did you see that you thought might be the biggest threat going into the premiership contention?
Well, I think that was part of the enjoyment that we had from a coaching group perspective to be able to get it to a couple of the games that were over here after Friday night and get a good look at Adelaide and GWS and figuring out how they were coming together each of the teams. And I think too that that'll progress over the next week or two as we start to see each team play each other. So, but no doubt the Bulldogs were very impressive against Fremantle, and I'm certain Fremantle will kick back once they get back home next week against Brisbane too.
Have you seen the girls since Friday night?
We've seen a few of them. They had a recovery session on Saturday, and then a few of them were in around the club yesterday to complete another session as well in preparation for tonight when we complete our review of the game.
The excitement, the reason I ask it is the excitement was palpable through the TV on Friday night after the game, and the energy in the stadium all throughout the game was just magnificent. And I imagine to some degree it's going to be hard to rein them back in after that. Have you got that? It's all set, ready to go?
Yeah, to their credit, certainly the communication that I've had with a number of them has suggested to me that they're really focused now on GWS. So, and as I said, I think it goes back to the character of the individual that we've drafted and the team that we've put together. So they're really really keen to make sure that they don't lose focus around the ultimate outcome that we're searching for.
And I know you won't want to identify with this too deeply, but you are the coach of the first winning game in the AFL Women's Competition. You'll go down in history, Damien.
Yeah, look, I think it is pretty enormous when you sit back and think about it. And no doubt, once we get through the season and we look back at all these first time experiences, that it's going to be wonderful to reflect as a group and identify the role that we've played throughout the whole first season.
It was an amazing night for many and varied reasons, but 24,000 and that energy at Icon Park, and to see the Blues get the victory over the arch rival in Collingwood was very, very special. Well done, Damien. Congratulations to you and the girls, and may it continue for the rest of the season.
Thanks for your support.
Damien Keeping, the coach of the Carlton Women's AFL football team. And as you said,
they're on top.
On top with a healthy percentage.
418.
It's a very good percentage.
There's some tears in your eyes. That's your old team, huh?
Go the Mighty Blues. And this Saturday, it's a double delight for the Blues. Join the players at Family Day at Princess Park before heading into Icon Park to watch the women's team take on the GWS, as Flem said. Don't miss any of the action. For more info, visit the website carltonfc.com.au. Speaking of action, that'll be aplenty for Super Bowl 51, which is not too far away after the break. Ben Graham will tell us more on The Breakfast Club.